The water from our sinks, showers, and toilets contains toxic chemicals known as PFAS. As WBUR's Barbara Moran explains, all those chemicals are going into wastewater treatment plants, and the growing concern is, where do they go from there?
People dump a lot of stuff down the drain. Just this morning, shampoo, toothpaste, spit, cold coffee, all kinds of stuff. Laura Orlando has seen it all.
What gets into wastewater is just about everything that we use in our society, because it's the pollution sink for what's out there, which is a big deal when we're talking about PFAS.
Orlando is a civil engineer and senior science advisor for Just Zero, a nonprofit focused on waste. She says PFAS chemicals are used in thousands of products, like toilet paper, makeup.
Some of our clothing can have PFAS in it. And then when we wash them, that wash water goes into the sewer and industrial waste. So you name it.
In Greater Boston, that wastewater ends up at the Deer Island Wastewater Treatment Plant. If you've flown out of Logan Airport, you've probably seen the plant's giant eggs. There are a dozen of them, each 14 stories tall and filled with bacteria eating your sewage. And there's an elevator to the top.
So now we're above 124 feet.
So we're actually on top of the egg.
Correct. We're on a walkway between four of the digesters.
Plant director David DeWest says they pump the liquid out of the waste, treat it, and discharge it about 9 miles out into the ocean. What's left in the egg is the sludge. DeWest says it's about the consistency of a Frappuccino. And that hum you hear, it's the sound of a giant mixer stirring the sludge.
So right under our feet is like how many gallons of?
About 3 million gallons of sludge that spends about 22 days on site before it actually gets pumped to our pellet plant for conversion to a fertilizer.
About half the sludge in the U.S. ends up this way, turned into fertilizer pellets and spread on land. These so-called biosolids from Deer Island are used in close to 20 states, including Massachusetts, New York, and Pennsylvania. Biosolids industry advocates say that's way better than the other options, burning it or throwing it into a landfill. Janine Burke-Wells is the executive director of the Northeast Biosolids and Residuals Association.
These are organic materials, so they have carbon, which is great. We're putting carbon back into the soil. There's a lot of nutrients in there and micronutrients. And when you see what the material does for the soil, it is pretty amazing.
The problem is those toxic PFAS chemicals, they get concentrated in the sludge and therefore in the fertilizer, and there's no cost-effective way to get them out. Deer Island has tested their biosolids for PFAS since 2019, but there are no state or federal rules that say how much PFAS in biosolids is too much. A few states have guidelines, but they vary widely. For instance, fertilizer made from Deer Island sludge is okay under Michigan specs, but not Connecticut's. And Maine has banned the use of sludge-based fertilizers altogether, the first and only state to do so. That's because farmers in Maine began finding high levels of PFAS in milk and meat a few years ago. The contamination was traced back to biosolids.
It is absolutely tragic to see what's happening to some of these farmers and farm families that are now being faced with not being able to use their land.
That's Andrew Smith, the state toxicologist in Maine. The state has become a leader in studying how PFAS in fertilizer gets into soil, plants, and food. And Smith says it's complicated. Like, lots of PFAS seems to end up in corn stalks, but not as much in the kernels.
One of the things we've learned is how different the amount of PFAS that can be transferred from soil to plants can be as you look from one field to another, even for fields on the same farm.
Even with this uncertainty, environmental advocates like Just Zero's Laura Orlando argue that we should stop using sludge-based fertilizer.
There is no safe concentration of PFAS, right? And so adding it to soil as a fertilizer, it's a disconnect from the reality of the harm of this family of chemicals. And so the logical thing to do is just not spread it all over the place.
People in the waste industry agree that PFAS in sludge is concerning. But without guidance from the state or the EPA, David Duess from Deer Island says they're waiting on the science before deciding where the sludge should go.
If it works out to be that there's a concern with toxicity, then obviously we'll do whatever is necessary to make sure that that is prevented in the future.
But the sludge from Deer Island, about 100 tons a day, has to go somewhere. And the other options are not great either. Sending sludge to a landfill or burning it costs more money, wastes nutrients, and gives off greenhouse gases. And all those methods leave PFAS behind.
So what we're really trying to advocate for is eliminate it at the source. Stop manufacturing and using these chemicals.
Duess says it's going to be hard to wean the world off the thousands of products containing PFAS. All that stain-resistant clothing and waterproof mascara. But this is a point where both waste industry advocates and environmentalists agree. The best way to keep PFAS chemicals out of water, land, and food is to stop making them in the first place. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.